702 car feature.
Everybody does Instagram live with everything that they do. Jacob,
say hi to my Instagram, Azza. Hi.
Get your head in the game, all right?
I'm here.
We're talking car advice and, of course, valuations. I know those Insta stories are exciting. You know, you get to share a little bit of your day with your followers, but let's focus. Okay. So we're taking calls. 011-883-0702 and 31702 for your SMSs. Jacob is on hand. Do you have your book today?
Got my books, lady. I'm ready to rock and roll.
Fantastic. So maybe you're thinking of getting rid of your car and maybe looking at another vehicle in the market. What does he think of it? You can ask him yourself on 011-883-0702. Now, Jacob, you know, you deal a lot with people who want to get rid of their vehicles, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes we make emotional decisions.
Yeah.
What are some of the things we should be really clear on when doing this?
Don't.
Is it about the price that we're not going to move or budge or compromise?
Yeah. Don't also sell your car because you want to upgrade to something that your neighbor has. You know what I mean? don't be that guy. Don't be that guy. But always play on the budget issue. If you are selling secondhand and you're selling privately, you got to be very careful who you're selling to.
Mm.
And yeah, you got to be stern with your price. But also be realistic with your price. There are dealers out there who will give you realistic money for your car. And obviously there are some dealers out there. I'm not saying all of them are the same, but there are some who want to pay you the lowest, you know?
Yeah.
So just be mindful, especially with trusting anyone and everyone. Do a lot of research. That's the best thing I can say. It's nice to do a lot of research. Find a car or a dealership that has a similar model, a similar mileage,
and
get a feel of that. You know, take some time out and visit some dealerships.
Right. We've got Sandra first up. Hello, Sandra.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hello. I just wanted to find out for my Polo Vivo 2014. I just wanted to know the valuation on that. It's on 43K. Anything else you need? I'm not sure.
Is it a 1.6 or 1.4?
1.4.
Polo Vivo.
2014, 43,000 kilometers.
Is it a trend line or comfort line? Do you know?
Trend line.
There we go. Okay. 1.4 trend line, 2014.
Wow.
And you said your mileage is 40?
43,000. That's actually quite good for 4 years, right?
Yeah, that is very good.
Very, very mint condition, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, so obviously it's considered very low mileage. I'm gathering it's the 5-door.
Yes.
Yeah, so the trade on a 2014 is 112,000 rand.
Yeah.
And the retail is 128,000 rand.
One that thought as much, yeah. Okay.
All right.
Informative. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, Sandra.
Meets her expectations. That's fantastic, Sandra.
She's happy.
Yeah. And then Ibrahim in Mayfair. Oh, he's gone.
Oh, no.
We'll try and get him back. He wanted to know more about his Lexus. But private sales. Talk to me about private sales. I don't know if it's me that is, maybe I'm not trusting, but I get anxious or they make me nervous.
I tend to think
dealership is better.
Yeah, look, especially for peace of mind, with situations like getting your car re-registered on the new owner, dealerships are always great at that because the day that they take your car, it's already off your name. You won't find 3 months later, the guy was traveling to Durban with a car and the tickets are coming to you. You know what I mean?
Right.
With a private sale, like I said, you have to be very, very, very careful.
Mm-hmm.
A certain level of you taking the initiative, like, getting the blue form when you go and you do the exchange, then you get the details, the old owner's details or the new owner's details, and you yourself go to the licensing department to make sure that the car is no longer under your name. That's very important.
Yeah. It just sounds like spending a lot of time with the buyer or the seller.
Yeah. you know what? It's always just it's a chance. It's a chance you got to take. If you want to be that person who doesn't want to go to a dealership, there's nothing wrong with a private sale, but you also got to be aware that dodgy people exist out there.
Exactly.
Dodgy things happen.
I mean,
even the situation with no, I'm going to come give you the cash. No. I don't want your cash money, you know. Put the money in my account. And once my bank confirms that the money's in my account, then I'll release the car.
Yes.
You get what I mean? You got to be very strict with those kind of rules. But I must tell you, private sales are still very popular.
And where should we advertise? Because a lot of people tend to put signs on their cars while they drive around.
Yeah.
But that's not always so pretty. So online, what are some of the reliable sites?
Oh, definitely Auto Trader.
Okay.
Cars.co.za.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as I want to say Gumtree, as much as it's a good place to be looking for a car or selling your car, it's also a bad place for the dodgy people.
Mm-hmm.
There's tons and tons of dodgy people. If they're selling a car on Gumtree and they tell you that, give me a 5,000 rand deposit so that I know you're serious. And then you call them 2 or 3 hours later, and their phones are off.
Yes.
Yeah. My dad once was looking for a Toyota Venture for an old friend of his. And he was looking on Gumtree. So much so that the guy said, no, the car's in Bronkhorstspruit. Yeah. My dad drove to Bronkhorstspruit.
Wow.
When he got there, the guy wasn't answering his phone, et cetera. And I was like, dude,
you don't
do things like that. No. Why didn't you take me with you? He's like, no, man, I thought I was going to just go see the car. I wasn't going to go buy it. I'm like, no, but you got to be careful.
Absolutely.
You have to.
Absolutely. Maybe other
people. You have to.
Absolutely. Maybe other people have stories as well, especially around private sales. But let's first go to Wendy. Wendy, you have a VW Polo.
I do, yes.
Yes. So are you looking to sell it?
I'm not really happy to sell it, but I would like to know what sort of price it would go for.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a 2007 model. It's a 1.9 TDR, and it's only got 98,000 Ks on the clock.
Oh, all right.
98,000. This is for more than 10 years.
Well.
Say that again?
Yes, it's 11 years almost.
Tell me something. Is it a two-door or a four-door?
It's a four-door.
It's a four-door. All right.
Yeah.
You are looking at around trade 68,800 rand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Retail 79.
Okay. Perfect.
Has it helped you decide, Wendy?
Thank you.
Not quite.
Are you planning on selling, Wendy?
No, not really. I love my car. my car has been a very, very reliable car. Nothing wrong with it. Full service history.
Yeah.
You always look at finances before you just sell something to buy something else.
Yeah.
And it's a paid off car, so that makes a big difference to one's finances.
Hang on to it then, Wendy. That's what I say.
Wendy, this is what I usually say to a lot of people like you. When you are ready to sell the car, please give me a shout.
Everybody says that. Everybody wants it. Now I'm telling you.
No pressure when you are ready.
No pressure. Wendy, thank you so much for the call. Let's take a break and we'll come back to more of your calls. Maybe you want Jacob's advice or his views on a particular model and vehicle. Or maybe you want a valuation on your vehicle.
702 Car Feature.
And we're back with Jacob Moshokwa. Back to the lines. We start with Nick in Ilovo. Hello, Nick.
Hello. How are you?
Very good. And you?
I'm alive.
Yeah.
Tell me something, Jacob. I have a Cushier. Actually, it's not really one. It's a 318. It's a 1988 model, two-door.
E30. Oh, yes. Oh,
479,000.
Wow.
On the clock.
Okay. So I have to be honest with you. My book only goes as far back as 1994. So, but let me tell you something, Nick. Funny enough, I happen to own a 325i myself, E30, 1986 though. I got it about 2 years ago. And you know that line that I said earlier about if you are ready to sell your car, please give me a shout. I left a note on that car and a few months later, somebody called me. I've always looked at these cars on how much they've appreciated in value, especially the 325i. Because yours is two-door, I do think it's worth a pretty penny. And
it's a 318, eh?
318, yeah, I got that.
Yeah.
And did you own it? Are you the only owner on the car?
No, I'm the second owner. I bought it from a friend of mine in 93.
Oh, I see. Look, to be fair, I've always watched how the prices have been going on these cars. Just last week, I saw one, a white one, on Gumtree being advertised for around 40 or 45,000 rand.
Yeah, all of the people that I'm speaking to are saying between 40 and 50.
Yeah, that would be fair. That's just a fair. So if I were you, I'd give it a nice clean and advertise it privately on the likes of Facebook. There's really great groups. There's a BMW car club.
No, there's no ways. I'm going to sell it when it clicks over to naught.
So Nick, does it have a low suspension?
No, it's high.
It's high. Okay. All right.
Put some BBS wheels on it.
I love the car because, you know, in the suburbs, when you get these Lamborghinis, I always pass them on the speed humps.
Thanks a lot,
cheers.
Nick.
Bye-bye.
Out in Ilovo. And then next we go to Perry with the Golf GTI. Uh-oh. Hello, Perry.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Thank you. So give us the details on your GTI.
Yeah, I've got Golf 6 GTI, nice. 2009 model, manual,
mm-hmm.
and it's got 148, 700 on the clock.
Okay.
Manual, you said. Yeah, manual. Golf 6. What color is it?
It's red.
Ah, okay.
Right, I got it here. It's not the Edition 35, hey? Manual, here we go.
No.
2009 trade is 151,000 Rand. Retail, 174.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, are you looking at selling privately or are you looking at doing a trade? What's your story there?
Yeah, I'm just looking at where I can get the best deal.
Mm-hmm.
And are you planning on upgrading it to, what, the Golf 7? Or what is your thinking there?
Like I was looking at something like even bigger, like maybe a Touareg or something.
Oh,
like,
I see.
Something, the VW family.
Look, they're good value. They're good value. So if you're going to trade at a VW dealership, I'm sure they'd give you what your car is worth. It's full service history on the car.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Good luck, Perry.
All right, thanks for having me.
It is a beautiful car.
Yeah, I know. Remember, I owned one once upon a time.
So. I learned how to drive in one of them.
Oh, nice. Tough life, Azza.
Let's go to Nono in Randburg. Hi, Nono.
Hi, Azania. Hi, Jacob.
Hello.
So,
mm-hmm.
I've got a Hyundai Atos.
Yeah.
Okay.
Charcoal in color. It's a 2011 1.1 GLS.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the first owner, and it's on 100,000 as we speak.
Okay, looking at selling for what? Are you looking at trading in for what?
So, I want to start making babies now.
It's that time.
Too small, because it is a baby of the family for now.
Okay.
And I don't know if I should give it to my brother, my little brother that is, or if I should hang on to it, but I am definitely going to get a bigger car.
Okay, 2011 Atos, it's a 1.1 GLS I'm gathering.
Yes.
Yes, trade on the car... 48,600.
Oh, not bad.
Retail, okay. 54,100. How old is your little brother?
He is 21 now.
Oh, come on. Be a nice sister.
No, give it to him.
No, be a nice sister. Please. Give him the car.
Give him the car. Come on.
I want to call myself, you know.
Well, sell it to him then at 10,000. My brother sold me his Honda, the Ballard, the box
yes,
one.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, for like 8K.
Yeah. You have to be that person.
All those years ago. Be that person.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much, guys.
You're welcome, Nuno.
Thanks for the call, Nuno. And then Faith in Rivonia. Tell us about your Peugeot.
Okay, it's a 2013 3008 Peugeot 1.6 automatic.
Mm.
Yeah, so I don't know.
What's the mileage, you said? What's the mileage?
Oh, sorry, it's about 32,000.
Okay.
And which year? You said
2013.
All right. And it is the Peugeot 3008 1.6. Okay. We've got a sense of these numbers and what they actually are. Okay. And Faith, the usual stuff. So have you owned it this entire time?
Yeah, it's just been me.
5 years. And she's been good to you?
Very good, yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking at trading it in for something else, or what's the thinking behind it? Do you want to get rid of it now?
Yeah, no, I would have to get something else because I do need a car. So I don't know if I should go smaller or bigger. I was thinking more smaller.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I love these smaller cars. They come with a lot of power. I've enjoyed particularly driving the Opel Adam. Zippy, the turbo on that thing.
Perfect for city driving.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
In Joburg, you get stuck in a lot of traffic. So the small ones always win.
Mm-hmm.
So Faith, I've got a trade value for your car on 62,000 Rand and retail 73,900.
Wow, sure.
Are you is that more than you expected, Faith?
No, not even, right?
What I suggest you should do is go to the dealers and just take a chance and find out how much they would be willing to offer you. Obviously, they need to look at the condition of the car. So you must always remember the trade and the retail that I give is an understanding of a similar price that you could get for your car. Mm-hmm. But a dealer is obviously going to look, is there scratches on the car? What's the service history, etc.? Are the seats still intact? Was it a smoker's car or not? You get what I mean? Mm-hmm. They look for those kind of things so that they can bring the price down. So, yeah, go to a dealer and find out what they say. But at least you have an idea on what your car's worth.
Yeah, I'll do that. Thanks so much.
Thank you. That's Faith in Rivonia. Jacob, it's always fun playing with you.
Oh, man, are we done already?
I know. Our playtime's over.
Oh, man. Listen, last week I was driving a McLaren 720S.
I saw it outside.
There's an article going up on EWN.co.za. Please check it out.
It was a beautiful charcoal gray.
24 hours in a McLaren 720S, one of the fastest production cars around.
Was it like you were dreaming?
It literally was. I dreamt for 24 hours. I couldn't even sleep on Friday night into Saturday night.
Yeah.
I barely slept.
Yeah, it's because you're thinking sleeping just waste time. I could be driving
exactly.
in this car.
EWN.co.za for more.
Thank you, Jacob.